Welcome back to another episode of Tales from the Cartridge Campfire Stories. This is our series that focuses on scary and spooky video game stories. Tonight, we tell a spooky story based on the scariest day in Animal Crossing. No, it's not Halloween. This is a story about Bunny Day. So sit back and relax, but don't forget to collect all the eggs that you can. Zipper T. Bunny will need them when he comes for you in Animal Crossing. The day began better than the one before. The snow had melted from the tree branches, and the flowers were beginning to return as the green grass overtook the hard layers of snow that laid on top of it for months. The villager exited their home for another exciting day. It would start the same as it usually did, walking around the island, collecting fruits and fossils, and selling them to good old Tom Nook at his shop. The villager smiled as they moved their way to the nearby forest to start collecting the fruits that dangled in the tall trees. As they shook the nearby trees, the pears and oranges and apples rained from above, and the villager collected each one, storing them in their pockets, until an unfamiliar sight grazed their eyes. A figure they hadn't seen before. Bright yellow fur, standing in one place, as if waiting for someone to find them. An individual with tall, long ears and blue overalls. But most peculiar was they had a zipper on their back. The sight of the person standing there sent shivers down the villager's spine. As they approached, the once standing figure began to hop, suddenly turning as their wide, intense eyes stared, as if almost peering into the villager's soul itself. The bunny, hopping up and down as if practiced, if spotted by anyone. It was a figure known as Zipper T. Bunny.
Why, hippity, skippity, hoppity ho, now that you've found me, I'll say a warm hello!
Before the villager could say anything, Zipper continued.
I know what you're thinking. No, this is not a costume, and don't you go snooping. Got it?
The villager nodded their head, as if to try and not make the situation worse.
Good.
Zipper pulls out 10 items from his small pockets and quickly thrusts them at the villager.
There's 10 water eggs, all for you. Simple as that. Your egg collection just grew.
The villager wasn't expecting to be given 2 handfuls of eggs, but was too frightened to turn them away. There was something about this bunny that wasn't right.
It's Bunny Day on March 31st. If you can find and craft all the DIY recipes I've hidden.
Why,
you'll get a superty duper present from me.
Confusion clouded the villagers' mind as they stumbled backwards, running away from Zipper. The villagers' footsteps echoing through the silent forest. They fled, seeking solace in the comfort of their quaint little home, hoping to shake off the unnerving encounter. The villager closed their home door and locked it, hoping for Zipper to leave the island as soon as possible. The next day, the villager braved the outside again, and everything seemed to go back to normal. Days continued on as March flew by. The villager carefully went to Town Hall, the museum, Nook's Cranny, and all over the rest of the island, not spotting Zipper T. Bunny again. The villager sighed an exhale of relief. They can go back to living their normal life again. The days moved on as March 31st came closer and closer. As the villager walked around the island on this particular day, they noticed the silhouette of a fish in a nearby pond and took out their fishing line as they cast it into the water. The silhouette of the fish scurried to the fishing line and grabbed hold as the villager pulled and pulled. The fish released from the water and flew up into the villager's hand. As they grabbed their line to look at the fish they had caught, the villager realized the fish wasn't a fish at all. It was a blue egg. The same kind of egg that Zipper had given them the day before. The villager stared at the egg in horror. How could this have looked like a fish in the pond? And why was it even in the pond? They wondered. Unsettled, the villager threw the egg back into the water and ran away, trying to get some semblance of normalcy. As the villager calmed down, they remembered they hadn't collected fruit yet that day. Walking over to the same cherry tree that they would shake every so often, the villager grabbed hold of the trunk of the tree and shook with all of their might, expecting the usual cherries to fall down. However, no cherries fell from the limbs of the tree. Only colorful eggs descended to the ground. The villager stared at the eggs in horror. 3 in total laid on the grass, covering the ground at their feet. The villager took 2 steps back as they heard rustling from behind them. As they turned quickly, a figure dashed behind a nearby tree, a yellow ear barely hiding behind the tall bark embedded in the ground. The villager started to breathe heavy, fear growing in their chest. As they ran away, back to Town Hall, to find anyone to help. The first villager seen was Boone, the gorilla. He was working out as usual at town hall as the villager approached. Frantic, they explained in detail what had happened to them as Boone intensely stared at them. As the villager wrapped up, they asked Boone if he had noticed anything weird about Zipper. But Boone only laughed.
Zipper's great. Why, I haven't been so happy to see so many eggs on this island in my life.
The villager stared at Boone in horror, as Boone stared back, as if knowing something the villager didn't. Without saying a word, the villager ran away. And as they did, they looked over at Zucker, the octopus, using his slingshot to knock down a present floating in the sky by a balloon. The villager stopped and stared at Zucker as they opened their present to reveal an egg. The villager ran more, going to the only person they felt would be honest with them. It was none other than Anka, the cat. Always straightforward and down to earth, Anka was honest to a fault. Someone the villager could trust to be truthful with them. The villager frantically knocked and knocked at Anka's door, hoping she would answer. The door slowly opened as the villager smiled, only for that smile to disappear as horror enveloped it. Anka stepped out of her house, dressed in full decor for Bunny Day. A Bunny Day dress, a Bunny Day hat, and inside of her home, all sorts of Bunny Day accessories, all for the special occasion. Anka smiled at the villager, something that she didn't do very often. And the first words out of her mouth were, "The villager ran once more. They didn't care where they went, but anywhere was better than out where all the other villagers were. With the museum being so close by, the villager entered inside and went straight to Brewster's Cafe. A quick drink of coffee could do something for them. Maybe they were just tired. The villager entered and took a seat at the stool at the counter. Brewster was wiping down his mugs as he always did, clean and precise. He looked to the villager.
"Coffee is 200 bells. Care for a cup?"
The villager smiled and said yes, a sigh of relief as they heard Brewster pouring the coffee from behind the counter and slid the warm cup over to them. As the villager looked down to grab hold of their mug, their eyes widened, expecting a warm cup of coffee, only to find a single Bunny Day egg in their cup. Brewster stared at the villager.
"Is everything all right?"
The villager couldn't muster a word, staring at the horror in front of them. yet another decorative egg sitting in their coffee cup. They quickly got down from their stool and ran as far as they could. As they exited the museum, all of the villagers of the island remained outside, all dressed in their bunny day outfits. Boone, Genji, Freckles and Phil, Stitches Zucker, Coco, Anka, and Raymond all stood before the villager, laughing and smiling, eggs filling their hands. As from the middle of the group, a single figure came hopping up. Zipper.
You didn't do any of the DIYs like I told you to. But don't worry, I still have a present for you. It's right inside this zipper on my back that you were so curious about before.
The villager ran, the laughs of the others directly behind them. As the villager looked back, they could only notice the evil eyes of Zipper T. Bunny.
You should never have seen my zipper. You never should have thought about what was inside.
The villager ran, desperately making their way into their home and locking the door behind them. They scurried to the back of their living room and sat on the ground, bringing their knees to their face and curling up with their arms around their legs. They could hear the chatter outside of their home, all of the villagers dancing and hopping outside. Boone and Phil, Stitches and Genji, poking their heads into the windows of the villagers' home, slapping on the glass, asking them to come outside. The villager could feel the tears running down their face. There was nothing they could do as all of their former friends began to chant. From the door, two knocks. Two tall yellow ears could be seen from the small glass panels in the villager's door.
Don't worry, I have your present right here.
A zipper sound was faintly heard, slowly coming down, being louder and louder. As the villager closed their eyes in desperation, they wished for everything to stop as it seemed like darkness enveloped their home. Villager opened their eyes. They had fallen asleep on the floor somehow. Still inside of their home, everything looked normal. The sunlight shone through the glass of their windows. They slowly exited their home, looking around. All of the villagers were gone. Zipper T. Bunny was gone. The villager walked around the island, first running into Stitches. Fearful, the villager stopped. Stitches looked fine, dressed as he usually was, no eggs in sight. He walked over, a happy smile on his face, wishing the villager a good morning, as he usually did. The villager frantically asked Stitches why they chased after them the day before. Stitches tilted his head, as if confused and intrigued, asking what the villager meant. The villager was perplexed as Zucker walked by, and the villager asked him the same question. Zucker said that he had no idea what the villager was talking about. Each villager proclaimed to not know anything about the day before. The villager stood in place, confused. Maybe it had been a bad dream. After a nice long day of the usual, the villager went back home as night began to fall. They got ready for bed, pajamas on, and teeth brushed as they turned off all the lights in their home. As they made it to their warm bed, the villager grabbed hold of their bed sheets and pulled them down, only to find one last surprise waiting for them. A beautiful, decorative Bunny Day egg, with a note lying underneath it, reading, "I can't wait to see you again next year." Thank you for listening to another episode of Campfire Stories. We hope you enjoyed this spooky tale, and if you're celebrating Bunny Day in Animal Crossing, we hope it goes better than the story we just told. Happy Easter to everyone who celebrates, and thank you for listening. Good luck.